Knit us together, Lord Jesus, and draw us deeper into the Father's love. Open the rooms of our hearts that we may praise you and be a people of welcome, inspiring and encouraging others to follow your way of hope and peace. And when the journey of life gets tough, may we find strength for each new step and courage for each new day. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, Angel Voices Ever Ring. This is the 60th anniversary of Christian Aid Week, so a prayer of thanks. Let us pray. As a diamond catches the light and refracts it in a kaleidoscope of colour, we give thanks, O God, for the myriad acts of kindness, generosity and love over 6 decades of Christian Aid Week. For the willingness of collectors, for the generosity of neighbours, for the donation of cakes and books and works of art, for concerts, recitals and dramatic performances, for walks, cycles and sponsored swims, for bowls of soup, pots of coffee and cups of tea, for posters, bunting and banners displayed, for heads and hearts that have been changed, for prayers spoken and campaign postcards signed, for acts of worship and stories shared, for people who gather for quizzes, for the calls of justice challenging the causes of poverty, and for millions of envelopes weighed with coins or light with notes, for checks and text to donate, we give you thanks. Most of all, we give you thanks for the millions of lives transformed, so that together all may flourish. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Join together to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. So just to remind you of the shape of this act of worship, which is that after we've sung our next hymn, we will divide into groups. Some people may respond to the reading with some craft activity, or may be called to write something about what has been read or they thought or reflected. For those people, please go into the hall. Some people may feel they want to spend some time just keeping on praying. Please go into the meeting room. Some people may be up for a discussion. Stay where you are, and I have some discussion pointers for you. So the farewell discourse in the Gospel according to John is long, and it speaks of an eternal hope. And it also speaks of a word of welcome. And Hosanna Lee will read this passage to us.
The reading is taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Jesus, the way to the Father. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Now that you have known me, he said to them, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need. Jesus answered, for a long time I have been with you all, yet you do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I have spoken to you, Jesus said to his disciples, do not come from me. The Father, who remains in me, does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I am telling you the truth. Whoever believes in me will do what I do. Yes, he will do even greater things, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Thanks be to God.
What does it mean in a world where people are forced to move from one country to another, a scripture that says, "In my Father's house there are many mansions"? So a story. Nirbar doesn't have a safe place to call home. She's fled from Afghanistan with her family after the Taliban threatened to kill her husband. It wasn't an idle threat. The last days and weeks in Afghanistan were the hardest, says Noor. When I went to work, my heart was beating harder. I didn't know if my family were going to be alive when I got back. So the question to discuss, do we have a particular responsibility to welcome? Do we have a responsibility to welcome the stranger? We join to sing, "Let Us Build a House."
Thank you.
So, you can stay here. This is the place for discussion. The space for praying, the space to respond to the text and the whole conundrum, and that is in the hall. So the danger of a text like the one that we've been working on is that we spiritualize it completely. That we only think of room in the sense of heaven. But there is also room in the sense of people needing a home. And there's also room in the sense of people needing a country. The hymn that we're going to sing is a Korean hymn. We're going to sing it in English. All of us are going to sing it in English. Can't find it in Korean at the minute, so that's the next job. You're going to play it through one verse, and then we will stand and sing. Please have a seat. We join together to pray. Let us pray. Loving God, we pray for your jigsaw world in its diversity and complexity. And some pieces fit together, and yet some appear to be from a different puzzle. But all are bound together by your love. God, incarnate in our world, we pray for the work of Christian Aid as it seeks to fulfill the words of Jesus, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Generous God, you challenge us to feed the world, to give clean water for all, that there would be justice, you urge us to offer help respectfully, allowing those in need to set the agenda. So we pray for our world that cries out in pain. The pain of poverty. The pain of war. The pain of natural and homegrown disasters. The pain of commercial exploitation. In solidarity, you ask us to give and give again until the pieces fit and the world is whole and plentiful. Lord, we pray. Amen. Come in and see this. Have a look at the
My name is Theodor Davidovic, and I come from Serbia. I was orphaned when I was 8. I left school and was given in service to the rich man, where I served from 12 till I was 16. When the war broke out, I got my freedom from the slavery. I fought in a resistance movement against Germany. My brother was on a communist side and I was on the royalist side. After the Germans capitulated, the two sides started fighting for the supremacy to rule the country. I was a refugee when I left the country, and I was in camps like you see now in Lebanon and Syria, tents for 2.5 years. From one city to another, from one country to another too. It was the Christians that sent the parcels, the same as it happened now, you know, and I never forgot it. And I feel I owe my life to the cause, to Christian Aid. I vowed there and then to do my best as long as I live. And that's why I volunteered to go and collect for Christian Aid. And I appeal to all the Christians, your Christianity is not only to come and pray and sing hymns, is to put your beliefs in action, helping somebody that needs your help. You know, I'm on my way out. God gave me strength to carry on so far, and He has the plans for me.
As you came in today, you all got a leaflet of a devotional for this week to pray for Christian Aid. If you didn't get one, there's one at the back. And now our offering will be received. So the whole thing of going door to door and asking for money is not easy, but it is part of the deal. And nobody said that being a Christian is about what is easy. It's just part of the deal. So I invite those of you who will be going door to door, those of you who have a part in the Christian Aid collecting this week, to get on your feet if your legs will let you. Yeah, help me get you two. Don't you try and pretend. Let us pray. Loving God, we ask for your protection on those who will go and do this work. We ask that you would bless the homes where they go to, that you would let there be a spirit of generosity. We pray that when people ask them questions, they would have the right answers. And that they would find people in and find people kind and polite. And we ask that you would bless all the money that is collected for Christian Aid this week. That it would be spent well. And bless the money that we bring now. And the time that we offer. And the lives that are ours. And we bring it all in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hit drums out. Come get a drum. Who would like a drum? Aaron, do you want a drum? Yes, okay. They're really hard and really heavy. Have a drum. You want a drum? Let's go. Oh, you got another job to do. I'll give you this drum and you can pass it on, pass it back. Who else would like a drum? Alan Oscroft, you've got "I would like a drum" written all over you in invisible writing. Jane, would you like a drum? There we are. Right, Sulhi, come and teach us. There is a rhythm. We would like to encourage you. Go on, blast it out. Practice a little bit, listen. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, da da. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, da da. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Sing as well, count, drum, Lord have mercy. Jesus, you are hungry and we will feed you. You are thirsty and we will give you drink. You are a stranger and we will make you welcome. You are naked and we will clothe you. You are in prison and we will befriend you. For we, Lord, are people of your kingdom and we will serve you in the world. Amen.